There's been some internet buzz rejecting the strategy of NASA to hurl signals into outer space, maybe make contact with some advanced species beyond our solar system. Decades ago, we launched a craft full of time capsules worth of stuff. Everything from Da Vinci sketches to Chuck Berry singing Johnny Be Good. Figuring, I guess, that if the data dump of scientific memorabilia didn't attract extraterrestrial tourists, the rock and roll might do the trick. Swell. It's a little like the Wampanoag tribe sending out flyers to would-be pilgrims to come visit. Oh, and bring some of those smallpox blankets to trade, why don't you? Maybe it's the congressional investigations into UFOs the past few months that got folks thinking about space visitors. That or the QAnon folks suspect the lizard people running the government are actually Chuck Berry aficionados. Either way, some of us terrestrials are rethinking the idea that visitors from outer space might really enjoy Disneyland and our reality TV shows. They might not agree with our humanoid tastes in art and entertainment, but they might really enjoy our taste. Barbecued Homo sapien. Finger-licking good. The thought has occurred to a few folks that any alien capable of navigating across the galaxies might be far more advanced than the citizens of Earth who think landing on Mars was pretty special and who still can't figure out what to do with spent nuclear fuel rods. I seriously doubt any galactic immigrants will bow down to the folks who binge-watch the Kardashians. The assumption must be, these people who look forward to first contact, that an advanced alien species would naturally be not only intelligent, but kind and even caring. Maybe bring us the recipes for happiness and time travel. Oh, sure, we'd have to be super careful about space bugs and viruses, and who knows what else we'd have no immunity for, but the good visitors would help us with that, right? And no, don't get going on COVID being some virus developed in a lab on Pluto. Bad enough we got conspiracies about Wuhan versus wet meat markets. Last thing we need is a trans-species mutation. Forget about vaccines. No, maybe we should just put a sign up, out by the moon maybe, that reads, "No trespassing, this means you." Let them know we're not inviting anybody to our Thanksgiving dinner. The last thing we need are some interstellar pilgrims singing hymns, not Johnny Be Good. Go ask the Wampanoags how that worked out.